From the newsroom, I'm Lou Abear with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The second storm of the week is heading for Northern California. More storms lined up behind it with the potential to maybe bring the long fire season to a welcome close in this part of the drought-stricken state. Storms could also bring some light dusting of snow across the northern Sierra Nevada. This is a big relief for some of the parched areas of the state. Water reservoirs have been getting too close to seeing the bottom. In Sonoma County, at the reservoir there, 43% capacity. Mendocino at about 23% and still shrinking. They fear it could run dry next year. New COVID numbers for the state of California showing that Shasta County has one of the highest rates of infection and death. County health officials report 20 new COVID deaths due to coronavirus. The county's COVID death rate is 6.5 times higher than the rest of the state. The health department says of all those people who've died in Shasta County, fewer than 10% have been fully vaccinated. Oh, San Francisco would like to hand out a little cash to you, maybe up to $100,000 if you have information about the ringleaders and the fences of those high-level auto burglaries. They've been plagued with that car theft and smash and grabs in recent months. The cash rewards coming from private donors in the tourism industry. The city is getting a bad rep for this recent crime wave, and they want it to end. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A special meeting of the Arcata City Council is being held today at 5:59 p.m. to elect a mayor and vice mayor. The agenda contains just one item that reads, with a midterm vacancy of the mayor's position, the council will consider the election of a new mayor and vice mayor. Humboldt County Board of Supervisors approving an agreement between the Department of Health and Human Services Child Welfare Services Division and the Hoopa Valley Tribe on Tuesday, ensuring continued government-to-government collaboration to protect local kids. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.